Okay, my friends, good morning to you. I want to read from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 2. To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a quick consideration. When you, when I, when we read the 13 letters of Paul to, from Romans to Philemon, which constitute the sound doctrine for the body of Christ, to the body of Christ, it is absolutely amazing, wonderful to see that in the openings of the letters, as well when the salutation, the Holy Spirit, who is God and inspired the scripture, through Paul presents us grace and peace. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, you might be used to hear this because of religion, but I want you to really pay attention to the fact that God is not angry with us now if we're in Christ. Even though maybe we blew it yesterday, the day before, or somehow we're going to make something wrong today because we are saved, yes, praise God, but we still sin, don't we? Nothing to rejoice about, but it's a fact. Till you are in this body, is a very sad reality. But God wants you to know that He is at peace with you because He has given you, has given us grace, and consequently peace. We couldn't have peace before grace, impossible. You got to have grace and peace. That's why Paul starts in the right way to pray. We give thanks, giving thanks to God for what He has accomplished by the cross of Christ, by the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Is the will of God that we give thanks. Let's be thankful. Say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the cross of Christ. By His cross, by His death, burial, resurrection, I am saved and I'm forgiven. I continue. We give thanks to God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to notice that here says we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you see here the three persons of the Godhead? God, Holy Ghost, Father, the Father, God the Father, and the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Why does Paul give thanks? Because he says here, 1:4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which you have to all the saints. If you read often the letters of Paul, you will find in 1 Corinthians 13 the famous chapter on love, and then says that faith, hope, and love, or charity, and the greatest of all is charity. So you will see also that Paul talks about faith, hope, and love, faith, hope, and charity, as well death, burial, resurrection in his letters continually, because he wants us to put our attention on the fact that the gospel of Christ is the gospel of Christ. It's not the gospel of you that perform according to the kingdom gospel, according to the covenant of the law, because there is a new covenant. Hebrews explains this. But you and I, if we are saved by the gospel of Christ, we are not under covenant. Not old covenant, not new covenant. We see them, we rejoice studying and understanding what God has done and provided for his nation, the earthly nation, Israel. But we understand that we are not under the law, neither under covenants, as Ephesians explains this very well. But we are under grace, as Paul says in Romans. So Paul is thanking God because the Colossians have faith in Christ. Do you understand this? You will be rejoicing knowing that you have faith in Christ Jesus, and that we have love towards all saints. Now, if you are of Roman Catholic persuasion or origin, you might think about loving Saint Joseph, Saint Anthony, Saint Philip, I don't know, whatever. No, he's not talking about that. He's talking about other believers. Because the moment you are a believer, you're a saint. Meaning, yes, that you belong to God. You're set apart because you belong to God. You are sealed with the Spirit of promise until the day of redemption of the body. Saved and sealed by grace through faith, no works but the work of God. This is very difficult to grasp, to understand for those of us that have been under, you know, the sway of religion. Oh, if you do well, God will bless you. If you do tight, God will bless you financially. If you do come to church, if you confess your sins every single time you sin, if you persevere to the end, you will be saved. My friend, if this is the gospel that you follow, I'm fearful for you that you might not even be saved, because you won't be able to persevere to the end. You blow it. I blow it daily. God doesn't need your tithing. That's the law. Don't believe, you know, when they say, oh, if you tithe, no, that's the law. Actually, if you do that, Paul says that if you do the law, the circumcision, then you're obliged to obey all the law. If you do tithing, then you got to observe the 613 points of the law. And, wow, I want to see you doing that, or me. How is that working out? You know, some really people say, seek and you shall find, ask and shall be given to you, knock and the door shall be opened. And Christians daily go on doing this and not getting answers to their prayers and feel very frustrated, not knowing that those promises are real, are true, because the word of God is true, but they are not to the body of Christ, but they are to the nation of Israel, in particular to the little flock during the kingdom of God gospel dispensation. We are now in the dispensation of grace. By the way, let's continue and close very shortly. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Did you notice? Faith here, love, and hope. Faith, love, hope. These three important, very important subjects in the gospel of grace. The hope is laid up for us in heaven. Who did this? God did it. You didn't do it. I didn't do it. God did it. Whereof, or which, you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and brings forth fruit, as it does also in you, since the day you heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Friend, if you don't see grace, peace, faith, hope, and love, the work of God in Christ, through Christ, by the cross of Christ, by the blood of Jesus, you really don't see this glorious work of God. All you see is you trying to keep desperately the commandments, the instructions of the law, and see yourself failing over and over again and feeling so frustrated and crying for mercy because you think that God is mad at you, God is upset to you, with you. But God knew that you and I, because of our flesh, we won't be able to keep the law. Never. That's why it's given us grace, the free gift of God. Eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. I just go very quickly in Romans 5, 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't say, therefore, being justified by the fact that we've been water baptized. Or some people say, because we speak in tongues. Or because we tithe. Or because we go to church every time the door is open. Because we sing in the choir. Because we give to the poor. Because we are kind and gentle to everybody. Because we are not anyway. Let's be honest. Let's speak frankly. Let's not hide behind this screen of religiosity, which is good for nothing but to send us to hell. He said, therefore, being justified by faith, which is not a work, you simply trust what God has done by the cross of Christ, by the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in Romans 4, Paul says, at the end of Romans 4. Sorry. That Jesus was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Christ has been delivered. That's the answer of God to my sins, to your sins, to the sins of humanity. Christ being delivered on that cross. He died on that cross. He died for our sins. He was buried. Took our sins away. And he raised again the third day according to the scriptures for our justification. If we put our faith, our trust in that. As is written in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. To 4, God saves us. I read it for you. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also are ye saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Please notice, Paul didn't mention here, you repented, some people say, of your sins, which is an oxymoron, is impossible. Impossible. Nobody can repent of your sins. Because repenting means changing your mind. Your sins you've been committed. Oh, you can say that was very bad. Okay, but that doesn't justify you with God. I know that many say, yeah, but look at the publican in the temple. They say, oh, Lord, God, please have mercy on me, a sinner. And he went home justified. But that guy, the publican, was before the cross, before the death, burial, resurrection of Christ. He was under the law. And under the law, in certain circumstances, like that one, that he was humbling himself and so forth, he would be forgiven. Jesus said he went home forgiven. But now you can say, oh, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. He never hears you. Your prayers, they are in the air. This is going to shock many of you. I know that. Why should he have mercy on you, on me, sinners? We got to go the way of God, which is the way of the cross, which is put your trust in the gospel of Christ. Believe, receive the gospel of Christ. Christ died for your sins. Christ was buried. Christ rose again the third day according to the scriptures for our justification. When we do that, something wonderful happens also. Not only we get saved, which is absolutely amazing, but Paul says that something incredibly wonderful happens, in whom you also trusted, Jesus, the gospel of Christ, after that you heard the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Did you get that? You hear the word of truth, or you read it by the gospel here in the King James Bible, you believe it, you get sealed. You get saved, we read before, and you get sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the perishable possession, unto the praise of your glory. No. Unto the praise of the glory of the denomination. No. Unto the praise of the pastor. No. The pope. No. The rabbi. No. The mullah. No. And to the praise of his glory. In Ephesians 2, 8, 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Don't boast in your flesh. Boast in God. Boast in what God has accomplished. Because God has accomplished all that was necessary for your salvation, eternal salvation, my eternal salvation, the eternal salvation of anyone who believes through the cross of Christ, by the cross of Christ. But I said anyone that believes, because in 2 Corinthians 5, when it talks about reconciliation, is it true that God is not imputing sin? Is it true? Yes. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing the trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we as are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you. In Christ said, be ye reconciled to God. So, how do you get reconciled? God did his part, and he did it very well. Christ has created the opportunity, the means for us to be reconciled, fulfilled that. It's a done deal from God's point of view and side. From God's side, it's a done deal. Christ has done it. He died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. And says, be reconciled now. That's up to you now. Believe it. Because if you don't believe, the righteousness doesn't get imputed, and you're still lost, and you're going to eternal damnation. Hell. The lake of fire. And he explains here, for he has made him, Jesus, God made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. How? By faith. Okay, this is an opportunity I had to share with you a few wonderful scriptures, and I wish you a great day if it's your day starting, a good night's sleep if you're going to sleep, depends on which part of the world you are. Bye bye for now.